And I would like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, back again from the Kevin Pierre Memorial Skate Park, Karen Wigan. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good
Excellent. Morning, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having us again.
Yes, of course. And we always want to talk about, you guys are so creative when it comes to your fundraisers. Always something in the works at all times, which is a key part to making sure that we get where we want to be.
Yes.
And you guys are doing a Battle of the Bands this Saturday, which is pretty cool. It's a little bit of an adventure, I'm sure,
yes.
setting that up.
Yep. We've never done anything like this before. We are just, you know, we had one of the members bring it up and we're like, let's try this.
Let's try it.
We've actually, for me not knowing anything about this, I think we've done a pretty good job.
It's
coming together excellent. We have really fun people that have helped us through this. So it's really good.
Excellent. And we'll get to that in just a second. I do want to mention, though, before we get a little more deeper into the Battle of the Bands, you guys were just recently at the Funergy Festival at the North Conway Community Center over the weekend.
Yep.
And you guys are always there giving skateboarding lessons, more or less.
Yeah.
And it's really essentially what the skate park for you guys is all about.
Exactly.
Is getting skating out there, giving these kids a place to skate. And one of your members shared a great story that they were able to, they won one of the prizes from the Tony Hawk Foundation, were able to donate it and all of that. So I wanted to thank you guys for doing that and talk about your experience there, because that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was the second time we've been over there. The Funergy Festival is all about energy and recycling and all that. And they're really great over there. They have so many fun little setups for the kids, and we were doing skateboarding lessons, just little ones on basics, and we had about 30 kids come over and learn how to skateboard, which
right.
was excellent.
Yeah.
We love seeing and hearing the sounds of skateboarding is one of our big reasons for doing this. And
of course.
We had the United Bikers of New Hampshire, one of their members, Guy Putnam, who is excellent. He's always helping us, always available to help us with stuff. Their members took up a little bit of a collection and raised $300 to get us brand new skateboards, helmets, and pads to bring to Funergy to teach the kids. So if you saw the paper yesterday, it had all these big burly bikers in the back and all the kids, and it was excellent. And they are such a great organization. They always do the bike runs. If anybody wants to do a fundraiser, they do those bike rides where you just, you know, show up and pay a fee and you go on this awesome ride and have, you know, lunches and things like that. It's just a great time. And the Funergy was awesome. I remember Steven, there was a boy that came back. I think his name's William, over from the, I think it's the Robert Frost School.
Okay.
He came from last year, and last year we taught him how to do an ollie. This year he came back and he was doing all these crazy little jumps over the posts and everything, and the kids were just, the guys that were teaching were just so ecstatic.
I'm sure they were thrilled to see what they helped.
And he was so sweet, and he told, they both, we raffled off a Tony Hawk skateboard deck that the Tony Hawk Foundation sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that and he was like, oh, I'm going to put this in here. And I remember Steven said, oh, I'm going to put mine in there too. I want that really bad.
Yeah.
And Will's so sweet. He's like, well, if I win, I'm going to give it to you. And Steven's like, oh, you're so sweet, you know. He didn't think anything of it, but Steven won.
Oh, okay.
So Steven contacted me that night and said, you know what, I'm going to give this to Will, because he said if I win,
he'll give it to you.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that for him. So we searched for Will and we found him, and he went over and gave him the skateboard, and Will was so excited. He didn't know it was from the Tony Hawk Foundation. So he's like, Tony Hawk could have touched this. It was great. So,
excellent.
And just, you know, that is what our whole thing is about.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to share that.
Yeah.
You guys put out that message, and that's what it's about, and that's what we want to have happen right here in this community time and time again.
That's right.
And that's why we need a skate park.
Our goal is kind of flood the town with skateboarders so that you guys know we need a skate park.
Exactly.
There's a little method to my madness.
So I'm really happy that that worked out, of course. That's always a fun event, too, and shout out to those guys that pulled that off. Now we move on to the next one. You guys always have something going on. It's the Battle of the Bands, and you've invited me to be one of the guest judges. Which is pretty outstanding.
Exciting.
I'm going to go on like the overall aspect, because I'm not a musically trained guy by any means.
Right.
I'll leave that to Dan Parkhurst.
Right.
He can look at the you know, the science of all of that, and I'm just going to look at the overall experience. But it should be a lot of fun. Also, Dan Bellflower will be joining us as guest judges. Tickets are $25. Of course, the proceeds go to the skate park, and you guys have quite the lineup here.
Yeah.
It's an epic battle of the bands.
Yep.
So let's talk about the local bands here. Give them a little shout out.
I'm going to give you the rundown of our bands. We have the Psychedelic Grunge Radio.
Okay.
We have Clapping in Irons, If You're Down, Sheets, Unforgiven, The Lazy Anarchists, One Dan Band and Unknown.
Lovely. So eight bands going at it. Yeah. Yep. And how's this all going to go down, Karen? Explain just a little bit. Give us a little sneak peek. When we show up, it's going to be at Zips Pub this Saturday night, 5 until 9. We'll show up for the Battle of the Bands. How's it going to roll out, at least according to plans right now?
Right. What was going to happen is each band gets to play two songs, which is a 10-minute set. And then the judges get to critique them, kind of like American Idol, that type of thing.
Sure.
So you give them a little bit of a critique.
Okay.
And then at the very end, all the bands are going to be scored on points. So at the end, you guys will, the judges will add up the points and announce the winner. So it should be very fun.
Awesome.
We have a bunch of raffles to give away. The Cranmore Mountain gave us a family four-pack to their adventure park for the summer.
Excellent.
We have a $50 gift certificate from the music store. And we have a bunch of other fun prizes and raffles.
Of course, the Kevin Pierre Skate Park swag.
Yep, our swag table. We have an awesome t-shirt, a band t-shirt with all the bands listed on the back. That was from the Barn Door screen printers in Conway, they have helped us with everything. Trophies and t-shirts and bags and hoodies. And
that's great.
They're just excellent.
It's great. A lot of different sponsors here representing the Battle of the Bands and a lot of the events that you guys do, which is great, too. I see Revolution Records, which is always involved with the local music scene.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on the judges. The reason that we picked the judges, we have Gino, obviously.
Yes, yours truly.
Just know music.
Oh, we hope.
And Dan Parkhurst, who owns a studio. Mm-hmm. He knows music. He knows sound. And then Dan Bellflower owns Revolution Records in Conway, who also knows just the classics.
Absolutely.
You know, all the great bands. And
great.
So we figured those three guys would have the best, you know, thoughts and everything on music. And when we mentioned that to the bands, they're like, that's awesome. Because they think that you guys are the most obviously qualified
we'll
for this.
We'll go for it. Go for it.
Again,
the Dans are going to be... I want to get choke that out there. I am going more for the overall look. I'll be the average guy representing the average listener. But then you have, of course, the Dans who are more than welcome. And we want to say shout out to Dan Parkhurst because he's donating the prize for the bands. This is what these guys are battling for, and it's an outstanding prize. So talk about that for a second.
The prize is a 4-hour studio session with him at his studio, 867 Studios.
Yeah.
And it's a mixing and recording for them. And
Awesome.
If they're a young and upcoming band, which is mostly what we have for bands, that's an excellent prize for them just to, you know, get their CD made
or
a song made, whatever.
Yeah.
But it would be really, that's a great prize.
Going to a professional studio. Yeah. You can actually learn from Dan Parkhurst. So, of course, and if those are those who don't know out there, and not many of you, but Dan is actually Riley Parkhurst's dad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they travel all over the valley together and beyond and perform all types of music. And Riley has some great recordings out there, and it's all because of her dad, Dan. So it's a great prize to go for. So these bands are going to really be bringing it all, and it's all happening at Zips Pub. Of course, food and drink will be available. It's going to be a great time.
Yes.
Really looking forward to it.
So, we have an awesome trophy as well donated by Glass Graphics.
Oh, even better. Yep. So the bands are going to be bringing it, and
that's
it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it happens Saturday night, May 4th, 5 until 9. Stop on by Zips Pub over at Cranmore and check out all of the bands again. Unknown, One Dan Band, The Lazy Anarchist, Unforgiven, Sheets, If You're Down, Clapping in Irons, and Psychedelic Grunge Radio. And it should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to this. And they can buy tickets still online?
Yes. You can buy tickets online and they'll be held at the door, or you can buy tickets at the door while the supplies last.
Excellent. Very, very cool. And then we will give you, just in the interest of time, but we do have something to look forward to for next month, too. We want to mention that or not?
Yep.
Okay, good.
We have our second annual Wicked Rides car show coming up again at Tuckerman's Brewery, same time, 10 to 3.
Yeah.
And we have a Pig's Eye band playing from 12 to 3, and we have you.
And Magic will be there representing the music the first half of the day.
And we have, again, trophies donated by Glass Graphics, t-shirts from Barn Door. We have Cheese Louise food truck.
Even better.
Can I say that again? Cheese Louise food truck.
Yeah.
The best grilled cheese out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to get this
something to look forward to. Excellent.
It was so much fun last year.
It was. It was an absolute blast. And then we're happy to be part of that again. So that's what's going down. This Saturday, of course, it's Battle of the Bands for the Kevin Pierre Memorial Skate Park. And then coming up at the end of June, we'll be talking about that, giving you full updates all about that. That will be the second annual Wicked Car Ride Show.
Yes.
And then everything in between, too. We're always keeping everybody posted with with you guys. You're very busy.
Yeah.
And of course, we wish you the best of luck on all of these projects.
Thank you so much for always keeping us here with you. And
it's a pleasure. We want it just as bad as you guys do. And that day will come. We know it. If we build it, they will come.
It is close. That's right.
Excellent. All right, Karen, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.